Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Aaron Tippin, where do you come from anyway?
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace.
Where would that be, I wonder?
In an extraordinary place.
I like his answer. How about you guys?
For the stars and stripes.
Uh-huh.
And the eagle flies.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to What's on Your Mind. Scott Hinn and Kevin Flynn. Todd, the radio god, is being the senior VP, extra super important dude for iHeartMedia. We're coming to you live on 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100. 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. Flag West and 1090 KTGO, blanketing northwest North Dakota, and on the western edge in Dickinson, KLTC, on the iHeart app, on our flag apps, however you're listening, at the desktop, God bless you. Thank you for doing that. God loves you, and so do we. This is the program where you get to tell us what's on your mind, and it's a free-for-all Friday. First-time callers, got a prize for you. That's right, if you're a first-time caller and you call between now and the bottom of the hour, tell Daniel, our ace engineer slash call screener, hey, I'm a first-time caller, and he'll slap that up on the board, and we'll go to town. We'll get you a little bit of bling action on the program today. Okay? Simple as that. Here's how you reach the program. In toll-free kind of way, from wherever you're listening, 800-228-0550. You get it? 0550. Yeah. Same place you find us in one of the radio dials you're listening to here. You can also call us, text us rather, at 701-237-1590. Okay? Email's welcome too, and we'll pick a winner from emails today, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you're a first time emailer, first time texter, first time caller, you're in the drawing for a prize from MyPillow. We're going to send you a sample of the all-new My Coffee. Mike Lindell says it is the best coffee he's ever had, says it's going to transform the coffee business. Founded a family company. Talked to us last Friday about this. Pretty cool story. Anyway, we'll give you samples of My Coffee, and one lucky winner will win a pair of the brand-new sandals, your size, your color, that they have from MyPillow as well. So, simple as a phone call. If you're a first-time caller, 800-228-0550. First-time texters, 701-237-1590. And or email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. On the show today, Mr. Patriotism himself, Jim the Flagpole Guy, Chris Dodson from the North Dakota Catholic Conference on the lawsuit filed by the Red River Women's Abortion Mill in downtown Fargo. They want to block the state's abortion ban, so they got some free lawyer to go to town with them, probably a slip-and-fall lawyer, an ambulance chaser that doubles as, yeah, I'll do this pro bono because I've got all these rich donors who love abortion and want to give me money. And we're also going to meet some of the pros from Swanson Hyperbarics. We're broadcasting live today. Life-changing hyperbaric oxygen treatment, that Hockett ozone sauna treatment we talk about. We'll give you all the scoop on all of those today on the program. Dr. Arden Beachy will be here for a mini talk radio town hall the last half hour of the show today. He's a doc here at Swanson Hyperbarics in Fargo, also an NDSU great. So talking about all kinds of things. Mark in Fargo, let's get to you first, however, on the program on What's on Your Mind. Lay it on me.
Yeah, please listen carefully because there are many options that have changed. One, call your Congressman Armstrong and ask him to ask Joe Biden to step down. Two, call Hovind and ask him to ask Joe Biden to step down. And three, call Senator Cramer and ask him to walk up to the Hill and go in the old executive office building and ask Joe Biden to step down. That's the three menu options we have now.
That's true.
I like it.
I like those menu options. How would you handicap the potential success of such a request from those three individuals to the President of the United States?
How would I handicap it?
Yeah.
Well, if enough of them do it, the chances go up. I mean, I'd handicap it by saying it's 10 to 1 if just the North Dakota congressional delegation does it. It goes to 8 to 5 if a lot of conservative congressional delegations do it as a unit. I mean, when you walk in the old executive office building and then they escort you over to the Oval Office and let you see the president, we don't have very many electoral votes here in North Dakota, but there's some states that do. And like, for instance, Florida, which has a heavy hitter congressional delegation, their senators and congressmen.
Yeah.
So they can walk in there and he will see them.
I would disagree with you on only one thing. He's not going to listen to Republicans. If Democrats did this, by the way, that's what's happened with the Prime Minister in Britain, his own team. I mean, a guy he appointed a few days earlier came and said, dude, you're done. It's just not going to happen here. And, you know, he had all these people saying you're done from his team. I think it takes Democrats to say, you know what, you're killing us, guy. Look at these poll numbers.
Well, that's right.
It's time for you to be done.
And that's what they're going to be afraid in November. And so they're going to listen to the people if only for that reason and say what Clinton said. I hear you.
Yeah.
And ask him to step down. And
you nailed it. You nailed it.
Bill Harris.
You nailed it, Mark, because you're going to say he'll listen to his people. His people are not John Hovind, Kevin Cramer, Kelly Armstrong. They should do it. I'm with you. It doesn't hurt. And if there was, like, every Republican said it and had the cojones to say it, yeah, maybe it would. Appreciate your call. Let's see if others agree with you. Darlene in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Darlene.
I'm concerned about the corn plant that's being built at Grand Forks near our air base. I think it's a bad idea.
Wait a minute. You're in Williston, and you're concerned about a Grand Forks corn milling plant. Why do you think it's a bad idea?
Well, it's being built by the Chinese. And after listening to a lot of broadcasts, I'm hearing a lot of things that are kind of shady about that deal. And I don't think we need foreign entities building plants in our state.
Well, I'm in agreement with you on a foreign entity that comes from China. I think the fact that North Dakota is an energy and an agriculture juggernaut, that there's going to be some world trade. Agriculture is a world business, and you're going to have some players. And as long as they come in and play by our rules and pay taxes and,
Why should they get tax abatement for, I think I heard, 20 years? Why should they?
Yeah, now you're talking about you're talking about the Chinese plant in Grand Forks now. Yeah, and you and I are on the same page.
It's in North Dakota, and I'm concerned about whatever goes on in North Dakota. I've lived here a long time, and I don't think we need and especially close to our air base. Really, China? No. I think it's a matter of great concern.
You couldn't be more right, and you're a patriot. I wasn't at all suggesting that you shouldn't care about it in Williston. I was just curious that someone from Williston is paying this close attention to that plan, and I'm glad you are. And I think everything you've said I agree with, that the Chinese should not own this plant, and that they're after something very different what they purport to be after. Oh, we want to help, we want to, corn farmers, we're going to be a place you can sell your corn. Yeah, but why don't we have a U.S. company doing that? My understanding of that whole situation is, number one, the Grand Forks City Council has been wise to say, if somebody in the military apparatus of the United States or the armed services experts in Congress tell us this plant should not be owned by the Chinese, we're done. We're out of here. Now, the company knew that, so guess what they did, Darlene? They went and bought the land. So now they own the land. We let them buy the land.
I know. What's the matter with the Grand Forks business, or the, you know, the guys, the mayor, for instance.
Well, the mayor.
I listened to him, and I think when the citizens questioned him, that he really couldn't answer very well. I felt he really avoided the questions that he was being asked. No, I just think it's a really, really bad idea. And I think the United States people better wake up. And our senators and reps, too, need to do something in this case.
I think what can be done is limited for the congressional delegation. I do think it's more of a state issue. I think the governor has executive powers. Charlie Kirk was talking about this yesterday and how governors need to use their executive power. I think the governor, I've talked to him about this. I think he has concerns as well, but he wants to know specifically what the concerns are. So the armed service executive branch of the United States government needs to be not so eager to just do any deal with China. Maybe Hunter's doing the deal. That's why I saw Hunter was at the White House yesterday. Maybe he's the reason they're continuing. Where is Hunter anyway? Oh, he was at the White House, so we did find him there, Kev. More on What's on Your Mind after this short timeout. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. Don't go away.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Generous, generous Jerry's. He's booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry's. He's blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, generous Jerry's today. Generous, generous Jerry's. A fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Generous Jerry's Fireworks, open again this year in South Bismarck, 1 mile south of Cottonwood Softball Complex on 12th, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake. Two locations in Fargo and two in Grand Forks. Coupons are at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With your ghost, lonely and dreaming of
back on What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Get to your calls, questions, and comments. Text as well. First time callers today get a little prize. That's right. We're doling out prizes. So just let Daniel know you're a first time caller. And Darlene was a first time caller, but I didn't know that. So she can call back. Thanks for the call from Williston. Appreciate it very much. Pay attention to this, folks. That's all I would say. Just pay attention to this. Ask the questions, and let's get to the bottom of it. Senator Kramer has been critical of it, but he said it's a local decision. I do applaud Mayor Bochensky. He's not a professional politician. He's not used to this kind of stuff. And I think Grand Forks city leaders have sort of been hung out to dry, and some of them have situational ethics. You know, the EDC, they just want a plant. They don't care where it comes from. Could be aliens from the moon. If they're going to, you know, invest that kind of money into a plant, and, you know, $1 billion or whatever it is, and hire people and provide opportunities for farmers, they don't care that it's from China. But to be fair, that isn't their world. This is really an Armed Services U.S. Intel Committee. And by the way, the FBI came in and did an open hearing and said, no, we don't really see any problems with it. What do you think Joe Biden's FBI is going to say? You know, what is Joe Biden's Pentagon going to say? Did President Trump find Hunter, by the way? I know he was looking for him, Kev. I don't know if he found him or not.
No, he has not. I don't think he's found him anywhere. He's still asking.
Where's Hunter?
Yeah, he's still asking, though.
He is, yeah. Anyway, he was at the White House yesterday, so I think we know what's going on there. Given everything we know now about Hunter asking Dad, hey, you know, how much scratch do you want for this deal? I'm not sure I'd be bringing the old, you know, what's his name to the White House, but that's just me. Texter says, hey, Scott, how about you guys, how about guys our age, rather, 57, knees aren't shot, but they ache, constant back pain and aches. He's asking a question related to hyperbaric oxygen treatment, and I will ask one of our pros here a little bit about that, our first guest coming up later this hour. And, you know, that's the kind of questions we're taking. So if you have questions about would it help with this, text me, 701-237-1590, and we'll ask. Scott says, this texter, some of my discussion are with brilliant liberals who have little politically in common with me but want the same for their kids and the nation as I do. How do we get there? How do we get there is different. I'm not sure what that means. We have great discussions and can be great friends. On the other hand, I could find a low IQ conservative and disagree with a single fact or an opinion, and they become angry and nasty, despite the fact we agreed on 99% of whatever came out of his or her mouth. Couth and intelligence goes a long way towards civil discourse. We've seemed to have lost that in places. I think this texter is nailing it. I really do. Now, I don't know so much about brilliant liberals who want the same things for their kids and nation. I see more of the screaming and hollering liberals out there. But I will say that we as conservatives, I think, have some form of, you know, just political derangement syndrome, because we've been just battered around. We see an election we believe was stolen. We see everything Donald Trump has been accused of being proven the exact opposite, and we're angry. But anger never fixed anything. You know, if you're tied up in knots inside, you're not accomplishing anything. And right. This is sort of what I was talking about yesterday, Kevin, and that people are like, you drank the Kool-Aid. You think that Summon Carbon Solutions thing is a good thing. You've sold out. You're Neville Chamberlain, somebody called me yesterday. Neville Chamberlain. You know, I mean, here's the actual email. Text came in yesterday. Sounds an awful like Neville Chamberlain there, Scott. Pretty defeatist this morning. We control the left's food and electricity. We have the power to starve them out while they sit in the dark. We have the power, just not the stones, to actually engage in the war already being waged on us. Okay. Do we have a lot of energy in North Dakota? Absolutely. Do we have a lot of egg products in North Dakota? Absolutely. But North Dakota as an island is not that big a deal, folks. And you can't say, we are going to opt out. We're out of here. Because the second you say, we're not playing along with your ESG games or efforts to reduce man-made carbon, we're done. We're not going to do that. You have guaranteed the energy industry as we know it will cease to exist in North Dakota. That's just a plain, simple fact. It'll cease to exist in North Dakota and will allow a big, giant target on agriculture against modern agriculture and its practices to win as well. Why in Lord's name would we want that to win? Why would we want that to win? I can't think of a single reason I'd want that to win. And again, I believe solutions, in this case carbon management, allows us to win at the game where the rules they have set. That's my thought. Why not? They're setting the rules, And we're saying, fine, we found a solution. We've got unique geology. And by the way, we do have unique geology because we can store the carbon and we can utilize the carbon in enhanced oil recovery, which will mean more for oil and gas. So it can mean more for what? Roads and bridges and schools and water projects and everything else. Because all of that impacts the general coffers of the state of North Dakota and all the, you know, the folks on the dole. And there are a lot of them. So I am simply solutions oriented. I'm not sold out. I mean, again, if we agree on 99% of things and then you're against the Summit Carbon Solutions Pipeline and I'm for it, somehow my head should be lopped off. Let's not become them. Let's not become the, vulgar hat-wearing, screaming and hollering crowd. I couldn't agree with that texter anymore. Really couldn't. Ron in Richardson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. How are you, Ron?
Hello.
Hi, Ron. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering why we can't put a stop to Biden and them putting a stop to our oil, us drilling and all of that, and just making a mess out of everything.
Well, the only way we can is by winning elections and having more of us than more of them. What else can we do to wait this out? We can lawyer up, and we can do what we did recently with the Supreme Court. Thank Donald Trump for six justices and a 6-3 majority now. So we're winning there. We won against the EPA recently. We won on the life issue. What else can we do? What else should we do, Ron?
But by 2024, there ain't going to be nothing left of the United States the way these guys are running the U.S. into the ground. I mean, all of these factories burning down, these meat packing plants and everything burning down, that's just not, everybody knows what's going on.
I fear what you fear. And that's why, what are we sitting here, July 8th, and there's a big election in November. And that could be a firewall against Joe Biden. The Republicans take control of the House and the Senate. The Biden administration, as we know it, is over. Number one, we can investigate all the crap they pulled and should.
But we've got Republicans in office right now, and they're not doing a thing to stop any of this stuff.
What do they have in the way of tools, though? They're in the minority.
Right, but a lot of the things that were going on, the Republicans were standing behind them.
Well, we don't.
By the way,
I'm
a first-time caller.
Oh, God bless you, Ron. God bless you. We don't fight anywhere near as hard as they fight. I wish we'd fight a lot smarter, not as dirty and as unethical as they do, because they're corrupt. And they, you know, it's like the gas prices right now. This is by design for them. Hang on, Ron. We're going to get your information so we can send you some My Coffee. Appreciate you being a first-time caller. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting Friday that 372,000 jobs were added in June to American non-farm businesses. The unemployment rate was 3.6%. Sad news out of Japan. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, one of the nation's most powerful political figures, was shot and killed during a campaign speech Friday in the western Japanese city of Nara. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. Two Federal Reserve officials backed another 0.75 percentage point interest rate increase at the central bank's meeting later this month and said it would be too soon to conclude if the Fed's rate increases this year would be sufficient to bring inflation down. Fed Governor Christopher Waller said during a webinar Thursday, "We need to move to a much more restrictive setting in terms of interest rates, and we need to do this as quickly as possible." End quote. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the Army.
Somebody has a birthday today, huh?
Yeah, 61 today.
Toby Keith, 61 today.
And he's battling stomach cancer, so prayer up for him. He's
prayers up.
Yeah,
what a patriot.
He's got a fight going on.
Oh, my gosh. As so many do. Keeping our thoughts and prayers. Ladies and gentlemen, ask the good Lord to do what he can do. Miracles are available for the asking. 28 before the top of the hour. This is Scott Hennon, Kevin Flynn in today. TRG is taking a powder. And we're going to chat with Jim, the flagpole guy, in a moment here. More of your calls welcome as well. It's 701-258-0550. Text us at 701-237-1590. We're at Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic today. Looking forward to talking with some experts coming up here later in the show. They have an all-new way to feel great inside and out here. One of their many therapies, of course, hyperbaric oxygen treatment, is one we talk about a lot. But they have the addition now of their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment that is new. In addition to that treatment, it's called the Hocket Ozone Sauna, which was developed for a single-purpose strategic wellness. And then this is all about vitality. The Hocket Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, strengthen the immune system. I mean, the things this can do are really amazing. Reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation. Increase your immune efficiency in your body. Increase metabolism. Stiff, aching joints. Somebody earlier said, Scott, I'm 57. The aches are new. And, hey, I'm with you. I'm 57, too, and I feel it. And there's all kinds of benefits to this Hocket technology. What it does, ozone treatment in combination with others, so it's an all-in-one treatment while you're relaxing in a sauna-like setting. I mean, you can't make that up. So, and here's the best news. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. So all you need to do is call for an appointment and find out, hey, because is this for me? Why not feel great? Why not look great? Why not be great? There's nothing to wait for. Do this. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. You can call them today at 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930, state-of-the-art clinic unlike anything in most states, and very few of these like this around the country in Fargo. SwansonHyperbarics.com is the website to learn more, SwansonHyperbarics.com. A texter says, why are we not upset by Bill Gates buying land here? Well, I think some people are upset about Bill Gates buying land here. I've asked my favorite auctioneer, America's land auctioneer, Kevin Pfeiffer, about this. And what Kevin says is, even nationally, you know, Bill Gates's whatever, you know, foundation or entity that he uses to purchase farmland is like single digit small. And the the picture you get often is that this is huge swaths of farmland that he's buying up. And North Dakota is even smaller than anywhere. I would also say if you have a piece of land, you worked your butt off with that land, and some landman comes and says, you want to sell this? Here's my price. I see it as a willing seller, willing buyer. You know what I mean? Would you rather sell to your neighbor? Of course you would. Of course you would. Some people are going to say, no, I don't necessarily want to because I don't like my neighbor very much, and I'm going to make Bill Gates his neighbor. I don't know, but it's willing seller, willing buyer. I don't like the idea of Bill Gates for a lot of reasons. His vax stuff is really creepy to me. The whole bit with, there's just some things there I don't like. And I just think people with that much money just get weird. They get weird and they want to spend money on crazy things, and it's just weird. So I'm not a Bill Gates fan. I believe he built a great company in Microsoft, and I'm glad that he, you know, connected with our governor when they were both in college, our governor at Stanford, him at Harvard, and, you know, they were brainiacs when it came to high tech stuff. That's fine. That's a relationship that comes out of business. Do I like him buying land here? No. But do I think I should be able to tell somebody, no, you can't sell your land to that person? I mean, the Campbell Farms thing is a perfect example. That's the one that's been in the news. They're still operating the farm. Their return on investment now is, 20 cents on the dollar, where it was down to 3 cents on the dollar when they owned the farm. And they're renting it back, and it's a good deal for everybody. Not a lot's changed with the Campbell brothers and potato farming. It was a business decision for them. Who am I to tell them, bad business decision, you shouldn't be able to sell your land to Bill Gates? I get creeped out when people start talking that way, because I am, number one, first and foremost, always going to be an advocate for landowner rights. You decide. Don't have some mob tell you, you can't do that, you shouldn't do that, don't put that pipeline there. You decide. It's your land. I mean, whether you talk to your neighbors or not, great. But the whole idea even of negotiating as a unit is a little creeped out to me. You're telling me my land's worth the same as your land? My land's way better. So I'm always going to be an advocate for landowners' rights. And do I like the idea? No. But I have to be honest. If Steve Hallstrom and Scott Hennon said, you know what, it's time to sell the radio stations. We're 60-something. Our wives want more of our time. Our grandkids are awesome. Whatever. We're at that stage in life. And, a long-time North Dakota broadcaster comes along and says, I'll give you $3 million for that radio station. And Bill Gates says, I'll give you $13 million. Who are you going to sell it to? Ask yourself honestly to answer that question. I mean, really. So, and you know what? Our corporate farming law stinks. But you know who loves it? Big farmers in North Dakota love it. They're not worried about the little guy, because they've got this all figured out. As with most laws, there's a way around them. And the biggest of the big, they're advocates for that law, because they know how to game the system. I'm not. I think the corporate farming ban ends up hurting the little guy. Anything that reduces the pool of buyers and, you know, the different games you have to go through. I mean, again, that's kind of like a little too Stalin-esque for me on how we're doing things. Anyway, enough of my commentary. Let's get to the man, the myth, the legend, Jim, the flagpole guy who sells patriotism every day in every way all across the Gate State of North Dakota with those wonderful flagpoles. How are you, sir?
Oh, well, Scott, thank you. I'm okay now, and I hope you're okay. And America is not okay, and we seem to be struggling in many areas. And you ask, how do we fight? And today I was reading in Isaiah 1, and I think that's how we fight, because this fight has been going on. Human condition just repeats itself, and when we don't learn history and learn from history, we're doomed to repeat it. And I was fascinated by watching some YouTube this weekend, and there was some man on the street stuff, and people can't even tell us why we celebrate July 4th, where our independence came from, who fought in the Revolutionary War. And when you're dealing with that sort of ignorance, you're going to get the things that you get. And as I was reading this morning, that scripture out of, I think, Proverbs came to my heart. Could a man scoop fire into his lap and not expect his coals or his clothes to be burned? Well, I don't know. I'm not a rocket scientist. I'm not the most intelligent person in the world. But I do know that communist China will kill you or force you to stay in your home, will kill your dogs on the street. They will basically destroy any sort of individual liberty that you might have in your heart for the sake of their nefarious ambitions. And for Americans to allow somebody of that nature, a scorpion, into their hand and allow a scorpion to come in and participate in what is meant to involve the individual, then we really got a soul search. So then, as I continued asking for direction this morning, I came across the whole first chapter of Isaiah 1, and I think that's how we fight. Those that are sincerely prayerful, if they could read Isaiah 1 today, and we all come into agreement. And when you read that chapter, it just expresses the same type of atmosphere that happened thousands of years ago is happening to us today. What's at stake? Well, our children's future. That American flag, you know, that represents all the sacrifice of the millions of people who died that we might have a free life. And, you know, their souls, their spirit is kind of embodied in that flag. That's why we take it down in inclement weather. We fold it the way we fold it, and we care for it the way we do, because it represents those that sacrifice that we might have more than they had. So, in summary, my prayer as the flag bearer, I pray that that the church returns to its commands and its responsibilities, and that when people pray, we're called by his name, he will hear us and he will heal our land. And, you know, I want to say, you know, the most intelligent people in the world kind of got us here. They all went to D.C. So here we are. We're struggling with high debt. We're struggling with all the problems in America today because of the most intelligent people in the world. And then to think that we can, like, deal with the devil and, you know, we can try and legislate with an illegitimate executive branch.
It's putting fire in the lap, you know, Jim. It's putting fire in the lap and expecting your clothes not to burn. Couldn't have said it any better, and I'm hanging on every word because you're such a great patriot. And one way to fight all this is to honor Old Glory, fly that flag, and that's what Jim does so well for everybody, and he works so hard this time of year just trying to get to everybody and asking his customers to be patient, because you got a short window in North Dakota. 571-FLAG, that's his number, 701-571-FLAG, and ndflagpoleguy.com, now the usflagpoleguy.com too. And the other thing I'd tell you about this good patriot is, I'm going to take my assignment seriously on Isaiah 1 today, and hope others will as well. 571-FLAG, call Jim the Flagpole Guy. God bless you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless America.
God bless America. More coming up with Swanson Hyperbarics today.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
The 10 best days of summer are near. The Red River Valley Fair is bringing good times, delicious food, and great music to Fargo this year. Make sure you bring your appetite. From funnel cakes, cheese curds, and waffles to their famous foot-long corn dogs, you'll have so many delicious options. Plus daily events like Swifty Swine Pig Races and Goat Mountain. Head to RedRiverValleyFair.com and get your tickets before prices go up. You won't want to miss out on all the fun at the Red River Valley Fair in West Fargo.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA. We were up in Harwood a week ago today. Kicking off the 4th of July holiday, Independence Day weekend, and here we are, a week past, and summer just keeps clicking away. But if you're traveling today, or just tired of the same old for lunch, PetroServe USA, lowest price fuel around, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Friday at all their locations, they have the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread for $5.99. And the lunch specials today, Valley City, fish and chips or chipped beef, chicken, baked chicken, or country fried steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, meatloaf on MP Avenue, Tater Tot hot dish in Glendon, Yulin meatballs and lasagna at the 45th store, PetroServe USA. We have an incident over by West Acres Mall on 13th Avenue South that we've dispatched our Ace News team to get the latest on. Kevin, we're getting some reports. What are we hearing?
Just so far that there's an officer involved shooting at West Acres Mall, but haven't heard anything else. But, yeah, I think one or two of the news teams heading over there as we speak, or if they're not already there, we're expecting a call any minute.
Yeah, and we have heard that there was a suspect that was shot. You never know when you're getting these reports, but not going to confirm or say that didn't happen, but we'll have more when we get an update from the scene. But some vicinity of West Acres off 13th Avenue South, that incident happening, so keep you posted on that. 10 before the top of the hour, our next guest is one of the pros here at Swanson Hyperbarics, Earl Kennedy. He's a certified hyperbaric technician. We're going to talk a little bit about what conditions have helped, what conditions are helped by hyperbaric oxygen treatment. And thanks for joining us. Nice to see you, Earl.
Nice to be here.
How you been?
Good. Been super busy, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
More busy in the hyperbaric oxygen treatment or the Hackett ozone sauna or all of the above?
All of the above.
Yeah, pretty amazing. What lights your fire every day to come in here and say, this is pretty amazing, you really want people to know about this treatment?
The fact of the ways we can help people, and ways that aren't invasive. You know, we are able to help people that a lot of other people haven't been able to help. A great example of that is when you have a concussion. You know, you go to the emergency room, they tell you to go home and rest. We can actually fix the concussion, within 2 days, especially if we catch it within the first 48 hours.
And that's something even the biggest of the big would agree, right? I mean, there is no quote-unquote cure for concussions. It's go home and go in a dark room.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what your doc will tell you.
Exactly.
And you're saying, hey, the second that happens, mom or dad should be thinking, we want to get that, whoever gets a concussion. I think athletes most often.
Yeah.
But my daughter had one, so I know, and she had the benefit of hyperbaric oxygen treatment and got her away from, like, her senior year, gone.
Yeah.
Everything she'd hoped for because she got hit in the head by a volleyball.
And the biggest thing is to catch it within the first 48 hours.
Why is that, Earl?
Usually after the first 48 hours, it starts to set in permanently, which would take us a lot longer to fix. If we catch it in the first 48, it's only like 5 treatments, and they're generally completely back to normal.
Wow. A text earlier said, Scott, how about guys our age, 57? You must know my age because he nailed it. Knees aren't shot, but they ache and have constant back pain and aches. What would you do for somebody like that, Earl?
We would probably put them in the Hackett and do the PEMF mat with them. We found that it takes away all the inflammation and definitely helps with the pain levels.
So pain, chronic pain, that either, Big Pharma is going to say take a pill,
yes.
Right? Take a pill, take a pill, take a pill, take a pill. At Swanson Hyperbarics, what do you say for that chronic pain?
We say we're going to get the inflammation down because most pain comes from inflammation. And with the Hackett and with the PMF, we can get all the inflammation down and keep it under control.
Talk a little bit about hyperbaric oxygen treatment. What are you treating the patient with?
100% oxygen and pressure. So if you go to the hospital and they give you oxygen, the only thing it's going to do is just make sure that your red blood cells, are being able to carry oxygen. With pressure, we can basically oxygenate your entire body in a way that they can't, up to 10 times more oxygen in your body than you normally would have.
And you do that in a chamber?
Yes.
While somebody's resting with a nice little pillow?
Yes.
And warm blankets, my personal favorite.
Watching TV, whatever you want to watch.
Yeah, and you change the channel when I'm bored with CNN.
Yes.
Yeah, and done throwing pillows at the TV. Yeah, exactly right. So, that's what I really want to disavow people of saying, I don't know if I could do that. For one, it's a glass tube, so you feel like you're in open air.
Well, we have the largest ones in the world. So, I mean, you could easily fit probably 8 people in there, and you're in there by yourself. I mean, we've had patients actually doing yoga while they were in there and doing exercises. So, yeah, you can move around quite a bit. And once you're in there, you can't even see the glass.
How long have you been doing this?
8 years.
What's your favorite story?
My favorite story is actually just recently happened. A 3-month-old baby fell, hit its head, clearly was concussion. And we treated him, and by the time we were done, he was completely back to normal.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. The consult is free.
Yes.
So if you have the aches and pains or you're curious about how this could help you, you've not been able to get big relief from Big Pharma or, you know, the doc, or you're just, like, frustrated as all get out, you have nothing to lose.
No, and the first treatment with the Hawkett's also for free.
Yeah.
I mean, we believe in it that much that we're willing to give you the very first treatment for free.
All you need to do to take advantage of that is call them here at 929-3930, 929-3930, or you can go online to SwansonHyperbarics.com. The clinic is in South Fargo. Earl, great to see you. Thanks for the time today.
Good to see you.
And more of this, by the way, at the bottom of the next hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Arden Beachy, who is the doc here at Swanson Hyperbarics, and take any of your questions or comments for the pros here. So feel free to call in and ask any questions you have about hyperbaric oxygen treatment or the Hawkett treatment or anything else. Get to your calls again when we continue. Hang tight, folks. More after What's On Your Mind continues.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.